Support for Legal Issues in the News Online comes from the Illinois State Bar Association, whose activities include proposing and shaping legislation, educating the public, and supporting the courts in the rule of law. For more information, visit isba.org.
Each Monday, WILL brings you Legal Issues in the News with commentary from a faculty member of the University of Illinois College of Law.
The fourth generation of Apple Watch was released last week with exciting new features including fall detection and advanced heart monitoring capabilities. Two of these health-related features, heart rhythm detection and personal electrocardiogram, have received clearance from the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, making the new Apple Watch a Class 2 medical device in the same category as a powered wheelchair. Hence, many more people will be wearing medical devices on a daily basis and rely on them to keep track of their health. Despite their convenience, cybersecurity issues have always been a threat facing these networked medical devices and their users. When medical equipment, such as an infected CT scanner in a hospital, has to be taken offline in order to be patched, patients in the hospital suffer, and other patients may have to travel longer to another hospital to get treatment. In August 2017, the FDA recalled almost 500,000 networked pacemakers because these implantable devices were found to have vulnerabilities that might allow hackers to remotely alter a patient's heartbeat. Unlike pacemakers, smart watches are less likely to cause direct physical harm to the users. But because these wearable accessories constantly collect data about your personal health, there may be serious privacy violations associated with a security breach of these devices. Also, attackers may be able to influence the user's behavior indirectly by providing false health information. In response to the increasing concern about the cybersecurity of medical devices, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the HHS, recommended that the FDA take additional measures to address this issue. Currently, before a manufacturer can market its product as a medical device, it has to go through a three-phase procedure with the FDA to get clearance or approval. First, there is a pre-submission program that allows the manufacturer to better understand FDA requirements. Then the manufacturer needs to submit a set of documents based on the FDA's refuse to accept checklist, which simply means the FDA does not accept submissions with missing documents. Lastly, the FDA uses a template called a SMART template to guide its review of submissions. Corresponding to these three phases, the recommendations given by the HHS are threefold, including promoting the use of pre-submission meetings to address cybersecurity-related questions, adding cybersecurity documentation to the FDA's refuse to accept checklists, and creating a dedicated section for cybersecurity in the SMART template. These recommended measures will certainly raise the awareness of cybersecurity among medical device manufacturers. From now on, submissions without cybersecurity documentation will not be accepted in the first place, and manufacturers have to prioritize the cybersecurity issues residing in their products. Nonetheless, these recommendations are limited in scope, leaving many important cybersecurity issues unresolved. Aside from checking cybersecurity with the SMART template, which the FDA has already been doing, the other two new measures suggested by the HHS seem to be more about procedure and documentation rather than actually incentivizing manufacturers to improve the cybersecurity capabilities in their products. In addition, although the FDA has a post-market surveillance program, which monitors the performance of drugs and medical devices on the market, after they receive clearance or approval, it often takes several years for cybersecurity vulnerabilities associated with these medical devices to be exposed. And the discovery of these vulnerabilities are usually due to third-party researchers who are not involved in the surveillance program. In short, improvements can be made by the FDA to make vulnerability detection quicker and more effective, and thereby improve the cybersecurity of networked medical devices. I'm Jay Kaysen.
You can hear Legal Issues in the News each Monday on Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9, or listen online at will.illinois.edu.